Yeah, I think we did some good things, but the offense is still not not where we wanted. We'd like to obviously have some more balance. We didn't run the ball real effectively. Sometimes, you know, it's going to happen when you throw it so well. But you know, we got to be able to close out games, run it a little more effectively. Got to find ways to get Eddie more touches and more involved, and James as well. But it was a good step for us. We scored a lot of points in a low amount of plays, so our efficiency was good. The execution was very good. We just got to build on it.
Last week you said relax. I guess this is another lesson, trying to stay even, right? Not taking too much from the negative or the positive, right?
Yeah, that's what we usually do. I mean, the film is usually never as great as it feels, or never as poor as it looked. So, you know, we're critical of ourselves, and we left some yards and some points out there. But we're 2-2. You know, we're 2-2. We're a game back in the division. Got another division game at home. Ones you definitely got to win, and we got to play our best game.
Aaron, Mike Zimmer's defenses in Cincinnati challenged you guys. What about his scheme is difficult, and when you watch film this year, how quickly have they been able to implement that and be successful with it in Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff that he did in Cincinnati. He's a great coach. I have a lot of respect for him. You know, he makes things difficult with the looks. They do a lot of the same looks and run different coverages, different pressures behind it. You know, a key is to stay out of the third and extra longs, because that's when his scheme and his defense really thrives. If you can, you know, try and stay in more manageable situations, and you have a better chance of converting those. But, you know, for us, it's going to be about situational football, you know, converting third downs and converting the red zone.
Aaron, historically, October has been a good year, a good month for the team and you. I think 33 touchdowns, 4 picks in your career. Is there anything to that, or is it just that's the time of year you guys are finally going to do that?
I don't know. It's just the time of the year, I guess. Can't say October is any more special than any other month, but, you know, we just need to find our rhythm. We got some tough games in the month. We got a short week here. Guys are a little sore, a little tired, but we got to suck it up and put together our best performance.
What are some of the advantages, though, to a short week, kind of maybe building off that momentum from Sunday a little bit?
I think you can. Yeah. For me, I mean, I didn't really get touched in the game, so I'm feeling pretty good. But some of the big boys, you know, they're always going to be sore on Mondays and Tuesdays, and hopefully by tomorrow they'll start to feel better and feel great on Thursday. But, you know, it's another chance to get out there against a division opponent at home, and we got a great opportunity to get to 3-2.
With your up-tempo offense, you have scoring drives of four, you know, under a minute, a couple under 2 minutes. How does the longest is 6 minutes of the whole year? How does a running game fit into that? It slows the game down, doesn't it?
Well, it just depends on how many yards we're getting and if we're converting or not. You know, we'd like to be an up-tempo team, and the runs definitely fit in there. We just have to find ways to be a little more effective with our yards per carry and being able to convert, you know, those first and second downs with the runs, or just put us in manageable situations on third down. But it's about, you know, we're going to be aggressive, and if we have to throw it to open up the run, so be it. But we need to find ways to get Eddie and James, you know, 25, 30 touches.
How much of that is experience, or what other factors?
Well, it's conversation. It's a lot of conversations that we have during the week. You know, we spend time watching film together during the week in the group, and then we have, you know, conversations outside the room, conversations during our walkthroughs, and just trying to get on the same page with those guys. Those, you know, the best players are often the smartest players and the ones that have the distinct attention to detail. And Jordy has such great second and third reactions, but he also, you know, really from, you know, really his second year on, really wanted to get on the same page with me and cared about how I was seeing the game, and has really kind of gotten my hip pocket since then. And now, you know, it's more of a two-way conversation, as he's telling me stuff that he wants to do on the field, and I'm adjusting to him.
Quarterbacks are all different, obviously. How much attention do you pay to the weather, and how do you prepare for
Yeah, a lot, actually. You know, I think it can definitely have an effect on, obviously, the passing game. So if we have some rain on Thursday, it's going to change some things that we do. It has to, because the ball is slicker. It's difficult to throw, you know, especially some of the deeper patterns. But we've had success throwing in the cold, in the snow, and in the rain as well. And a few times we've done it. We had rain a couple times over my career. So it doesn't change everything a whole lot, but it definitely changes your approach, your grip, and your thought process on some of the deeper throws.
The touchdown that came back, is that the best touchdown you've ever thrown that didn't count?
It was a no play, so I you know, it's still a no play. It was not the best decision I've had and not the best looking throw, but was a good result. Corey actually admitted to being a little selfish about the fact that he was mad that he got the previous holding call. That's why he body slammed the guy. So I've accepted his apology in private, and we're moving forward together.
Aaron, have you looked at the TV replay of the hit you took on that play? I mean, if your cleats are in the ground, that could have been pretty dangerous.
That's why you got to keep them moving.
Aaron, on plays like that where, you know, Devontae kind of is in the right place at the right time, Richard Rodgers, the second offensive play on a scramble drill, is that emblematic of what you talked about in training camp, the rookies kind of getting on the same page as you with preparation?
It could be, yeah. It could be luck as well. Richard had a deep route, and he did a nice job of breaking that off. As I moved to the right, he moved to his right. I don't think Devontae or myself really up until the last second knew what was going to happen on that play, and he just adjusted to the ball in the air. But he's done a good job of getting open on some plays and having some good reactions where I haven't thrown him the football. But as he'll find out, you know, the more that you watch, you self-scout yourself, and you go back and watch the film, when you're seeing 17 get open with his second, third reactions, then when I get in the game and I'm outside the pocket, he's going to get some more looks.
You told Packer fans to relax last week. Any words of wisdom this week for Packer fans?
You know, that's to have an impact, I think it's got to be, it's got to be real. It's just got to come from, an authentic place. And I felt that last week there was a little bit of a freak out starting. And I wanted to just take the onus on myself. I'm going to play better, and we're going to be okay. We're 2-2. This is a big game for us, division game, chance to get to 3-2. Going into a little mini bye here, which would be great for all of us, and that's kind of our focus.
We talked a lot about competing with Jay Cutler and Matt Stafford. Are you excited to welcome a new guy to that NFC North fraternity?
Yeah, if he plays. I mean, I'm not competing against him. I'm competing against the Vikings defense. He's competing against the Packer defense, but it seemed like, I didn't see the film, but it seemed like he played well, made some good decisions. The young quarterbacks, I've said this before, you know, I think they're more prepared than I was 10 years ago coming to the league, and it's impressive to see some of these young guys step in and play really well.
Two more.
From what you've seen from the Vikings defense, what concerns you most Thursday night?
Well, it's just about execution. When you're playing a Mike Zimmer defense, he's going to give you a lot of different looks. They got some young players who are playing pretty well, and they got some veteran guys they added to the mix. You know, Rhodes is in his second year. He's gotten a lot better. They added Captain Munderland. Harrison Smith is back after a couple years of being hurt. He adds a lot to their defense as he roams around and makes a lot of plays in the ball. And he's around the line of scrimmage a lot. So it's trying to find out where he's at, trying to make the correct protection adjustments, and then trying to be efficient.
Aaron, how important was it last week to kind of get things going
with Randall? Yeah, I mean, he's a big-time player for us. We got to find ways to get him the football. You know, we've been moving Jordy around a lot based on coverages to try and find ways to free him up a little bit. But when you do that, and teams are still, either dropping a backside safety down to get on Jordy or double-team him somehow in the slot, then that leaves some guys one-on-one. And Randall had some opportunities in the game and made the most of them.